I bring you a warning. Every one of you listening to my voice, tell the world, tell this to everybody wherever they are. Watch the skies.
New from Dobbs Cove, tasty prairie squid spread. Salted and unsalted varieties available on the East Coast only. The radioactive cloud is now over Little Rock. Krager shat piercingly.
Get your things out of this house right now before I throw them into the street and you with them.
Hi, June.
Get out before I...
Yeah!
Oh, my beloved spermulites. Before destruction overtakes us, we must flee to another planet. I have consulted the Universal Viewmaster and found a tiny, distant sphere, no more than a gnat turd in the mind of God, called Earth. The intellectual capacity of its inhabitants is so low, we can easily enslave their feeble minds. But there is another, even easier way to bring these hideous bipeds to their knees. It is their weakness for a disgusting physical act called sex. To describe the erotic practices of these sex-ridden morons, at once lewd and ludicrous, would make even an incorporeal vapor lose its lunch. And so, I summon into my presence a chosen group of elderly and experienced spermulites. Come to your big mother, O creatures of the mist, ye who will go forth as a vanguard to prepare the way for the rest of us. Your venerable ears alone are wise enough to hear of these vile human practices without alarm. Your all-knowing minds alone can contemplate the hideous flab of the human form without screaming in horror at what you see. Know ye this, that through all the ages of evolution, the Earthlings have failed to reach the stage of auto-reproduction. Two beings are required to join in repulsive physical union in order to bring forth others of their kind. Though their wise men are slowly perfecting methods of reproduction which do not require this ridiculous practice or the humiliating preliminaries which lead up to it. You will assume the form and function of one of these beings, the stronger, more intelligent, more vital and aggressive creature called woman. With the power of her sexual allure, she rules over her weak and spineless victim called man. His pathetic sexual organ rises and swells at her command and shrivels and wilts when she has drained out its strength. Man is a slave to this absurd biological reflex. And when you assume female form, you will have him in your power. Now take on that form, O chosen spermulites. Dwell in female flesh. Look upon yourselves and tell me what you see.
Women everywhere are having a love affair with Bieber.
Rated PG.
I believe deeply in your taxes. All my life, I fought our land, water, and people. That's what I'll do in the Senate. I approve your vote.
I want to be your senator because I want to change things, especially the middle class. We all approve this terrorism.
The federal government might soon be headed to the United States.
Now here, we immerse the eggs into a warm bouillon containing free-swimming spermatozoa. Immersion continues until the eggs are all fertilized. Ah, and over here, here is where we bottle the alphas and betas. Are there any questions?
Sir, will you explain...
Bob?
I'm glad you asked that.
But his reputation! You're heading for trouble.
Now, boys, come with me.
Come, Ubby gives a golly gosh and better pute your pete on full throttle potentate, elsewise your wants will be wagging down on Mammy's hind nanny. Why can't your peaser pop a squeezer when the gushers are going all normal-like? Got you no geisha sense in your sneezing chamber, boy? Heisting an empty platter in your bean bag? Where's your rollerballs, eh? I can't drop me no love grow on this luju muju band. You're gonna have to preach English, Jake. Get right with your muscle snake, snunk monkey. Quit spritzing your pleasurer, lessen its snowing white loot juice, baby. Elsewise, your pleating bleeder's blowing hot water. You go blind or please your neither, trying not to. Either way, you're getting up on the wrong orbit for this kind of free, needing, bleeding side trade, eh? Well, don't you stand there like a damn nickel slug, or you gonna plus your plimper and righteous hargony, P-boy? Got weenie rivers and fluter tubes, don't you? Join gumptions with the true and the sea brave. And pee for Bob, man. It's in your genes. Buy out the landowners with what you earned with your skinny, peeling face of pain. This has been your enunciator. Thank me. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, this song introduces a new genre in country and western music. We call it gospel. It's gospel music for people who know they're going to hell anyway. It's a little thing called Legs of Fire.
Well, I thought I could get away with Sonner on our wedding day. Preacher man said, boy, better put away your saw. But I said, I don't cotton to no God's county law. But that saw was stolen, at least that's what they said. So I wrapped up in asbestos from my waist up to my head. I wrapped up in asbestos that I got from Greg's. I only wish I had enough to cover up my legs. Oh, I've been sinning, but I ain't no liar. I'm burning, my legs are fire. Oh, my head's dry and cool, so's my arms and tool. My torso, even more so, But I ain't no liar. Now I'm burning. Got legs fire. Well, I was selling heroin at the elementary school.
Preacher man said, boy,
you know that isn't cool.
The good Lord come to me and said my time was up. When I asked why God, he said because that horse was cut.
Well, they were shooting up in the bathroom.
Yes, you know it's true. But they were not getting off, and why my soul is through.
Oh, I've been sinning. But I ain't no liar. Now I'm burning.
Got legs fire. Oh, my brain ain't in no flame, and my shoulder ain't in pain.
But my toes need a hose. But I ain't no liar. Now I'm burning.
Got legs of fire.
Well, I was stealing cars for God to try to get in well. But when my judgment came, he said, you'll have to go to hell. It's true I gave my son, he said, to pay for all your sins. But when you brought me that limo, Janer, the door was dented in. Oh, I've been sinning. But I ain't no liar. Now I'm burning.
Got legs of fire. Oh, my head ain't on the line, and my arm is doing fine.
But my knees are crying, please. But I ain't no liar. Now I'm burning.
Got legs of fire. Well, I was bashing Grandma's head with a railroad tie.
Good Lord come to me and said, why did you lie?
When I said, what lie?
God, he said, you must confess. That ain't your Grandma's head at all. It's just a bloody mess. So I've been sinning. But I ain't no liar. Now I'm burning.
Got legs of fire.
Doctors for Bob here, friends, from the non-album called We Coulda Saved Hank. And before that, Devo from the non-album called Oh No, It's Demo. Before that, yours truly, and some cut-ups by Fernanda Nandeli-Moore, Elaine Greenspan, and Pope Sternodot. This show, number 970, benefits from the fine audio found on alt.binaries.slack, such as this piece by Reverend Ed Fred.
Mr. Pink. You must die.
They're gonna kill us all.
You must die.
They're gonna kill us all.
Why am I Mr. Pink?
The ecos attending America understable fence industries is sense economic economy. It in we statistic to the city of curious act the jurors rely on for solid economic poundity and business specifics for planning.
You gotta pray and pray and pray and pray and pray. Pray when you're feeling low, when the ill winds blow, don't forget to pray.
Hallelujah.
Pray. When you go to bed for your daily bread, don't forget to pray.
You can awake to a beautiful morning. When you've got troubles, remember this warning.
And pray until judgment day. Got the devil to pay if you never pray.
Open up the candle, warm the page.
But that's okay.
6,900.
You have to love Bob.
6,900.
He loves you, Bob. You love Bob. You have to.
Or else what happens if you don't love Bob?
He'll kill you. He'll Bob you out.
He'll Bob you out.
She's 23 now.
You heard it here first.
You heard it.
You don't love Bob.
You heard it here first.
Bob you out.
You out.
Baby, it's dear friends. Yes,
only if. You know, if
you know, there's going to be so many reverend stags piling up.
More and more and more.
You must pledge.
Get rid of them. How many stangs can there be in a pledge drive? We need that money.
But relative to most of my fellow kooks and crackpots, I was called by possibly divine powers to be a skeptic, a disbeliever. And I know that sounds, I even have paranormal examples to back up why there's no such thing. The most vivid one was when I alone couldn't see the UFO. It's a true story. Everybody else, and I'll make it very short, but everybody else in the trailer court saw the UFO. Well, I was there, and when they asked me what I thought it was, I had to say, what the hell are you talking about? And they all looked at each other like, this guy must be nuts. He didn't see the UFO. Well, I'm not saying that the UFO wasn't there, because I was really outnumbered, and I'm sure that thing that, I mean, it was a classic UFO sighting and a trailer court, what can I say, in South Dakota, on an Indian reservation, in fact, a long time ago. Classic thing, but I didn't see the UFO. So it's like I was chosen to be a disbeliever. It's almost like, well, in fact, for that matter, not just the aliens told me, but God himself. Yes, God told me not to believe in him. I'll go ahead and admit it for the first time ever here at this stage. I spoke to God, yes. And, oh, by the way, God, before I forget, he did mention that you can now, as of this moment, you can now do anything you want, period. Even if it hurts somebody else, go ahead and do it. That's what God told me. But, no, God said to me, he goes, Stan, you know, if people, he said, I just don't exist the way people think I do. And if they knew the way I do exist, they'd puke. He said, But Stan, they just couldn't possibly understand it unless. Nah. That's what God said. Now, when I saw that bit of hesitation and uncertainty on the part of God, that's kind of disconcerting. I've been wondering about that ever since. It's really, really kind of been worrying me. Church of Subgenius started in the South among the Baptists and so forth, and they were telling us we were going to go to hell, so what else could we do but start our own religion? We try to mock pretty much all the religions, including atheism. definitely including atheism. As far as I'm concerned, those people are the biggest kooks of all because they are totally sure. Well, I'm sorry, man, but I don't know for sure whose aquarium I might be swimming around in. You know, to your fish, you're a cloud that rains food down on them. They don't know they're a fish in an aquarium. I remember sitting watching Beavis and Butthead with my son. And Beavis and Butthead were making fun of MTV, and my son and I were making fun of Beavis and Butthead making fun of MTV. And then we both kind of went, you know, it's like, so that's where I stand on the belief thing, man. I'm from the church of Bob Scientist. Well, actually, Bob Hobbyist. But to tell the honest truth, it's really Bob, Church of Bob Crackpot. Bob, comma, Crackpot. And we deliberately created a net to catch weirdos and crackpots. I met my wife that way. Right here at Brushwood, in fact. Thanks again to Jeff Rosenbaum. But we deliberately set out to attract weirdos. And friends, yes, some of them scare even us. Our weirdar has a very wide range. But even then, you know, there's some that you just want to back away from. The people who don't know, they can't tell when they're being humored. You know what I'm saying? The ones who don't respond to you doing like this, you know, making gestures of needing to escape. They just talk louder like I'm doing. Well, I spent years, actually, like many of you, I'm sure, have, reading up on the paranormal and searching out weird things and studying religion, historical religions and so forth. And after a while, it all starts to sound the same, and none of the weird stuff ever works in the lab. And you get bored with the phenomena, which is always just out of reach and kind of a dog chasing its own tail. But you meet the most interesting people, the kooks themselves, the visionaries, become so interesting that, and friends, becoming one yourself is even more interesting. I love it. And so I collect photographs of orbs and rods and crop circles and so forth. Last year at Starwood, we had a crop circle artist come out and show us how to do it and showed us photographs that the believers had all. Only the believers can afford to send helicopters up, take pictures of crop circles, and put them on a website instantly, and that's how the artists get pictures of their art. And when they try to take credit for it, they get arrested, like our friend Matthew Williams did, the one who came here and spoke last time. Or it's like those crop circle artists can take a videotape of themselves shot with night vision, working with night vision, making the crop circle. It takes two or three people, maybe 2 or 3 hours to do. If you've got a good design and know what you're doing, it's not that hard. But the people who write the books about the crop circles and the aliens, oh God, they're unbelievable. And I've seen this in person. You can show them the movie of the crop circle they're standing in being made, and they will say, no, you faked that to discredit the whole new age. Why are you trying to wreck everything for us? They can't let go of this belief right in front of their faces. Now, friends, I'm not really that much of a skeptic because I do believe in magic. I've seen incredible, unbelievable miracles happen every day. Miracles that I could scarcely believe, but it was happening right in front of me. And the most common one that I see, the real miracle, the most fantastic, amazing, magical thing, is that so many people can believe such dumb shit. It is absolutely, friends, thank you. That is a miracle that never stops happening. So if you want to believe in magic, just stop talking and start listening, man. But at the same time, though, you can't expect love to be logical or magic or any of that kind of stuff to really work the way you want it to. There's no logic in by definition. Of course there's not. As Bob said over and over again, you don't use your mind to think about your religion. He added, you use your mind to think about my religion. But you see, Bob has two hemispheres in his brain, but they're not exactly like ours. In his left, there's nothing right. And in his right brain, there's nothing left. And so what Bob can't just wait for magic to happen. He has to get out. He has to do the first rule of Bob magic, which is to get off your ass. However, he does things, but he only does what's easiest for him. He surfs what we call the path of least resistance. And you can't be just like Bob, because he's getting your slack. You'll never get as much as he... Where do you think he gets his slack? So don't go seeking Bob, friends. He's going to suck it right off of you automatically. But it's like spitting and wishing, you know, the whole magical thing. You can spit in one hand and wish in the other, and the one will fill up with spit, and the other one will, in fact, fill up with wishes. It's just how much you can sell them for.
Those of you who know my songwriting style know that I specialize in humorous angst, and I write about songs that about things that piss me off. So this song is dedicated to a supermarket that I go to in my neighborhood.
You have one in yours, too.
Yeah, you'll recognize the spirit instantly. It's called Rude. So many people here in this place. Most of us try to get along, but there are always exceptions to the case. And to try and deny them, well, it would be so wrong. I see you everywhere. You're all the people who just don't care. At every station, every occupation, you're rude. You're rude, so rude. You got a really shitty attitude. I wish you would go away, but I'm screwed, and you're rude.
So rude.
Now when you steal my parking space and utter insults to my face, I think
that's just the way you are.
But I can't help but feel the world would be a better place if I ran you over with my car. Well, whatever happened to just plain courtesy? Hearing a
thank you,
saying
please excuse me.
Now it's nothing but noxious noise, and it's nasty, and you're rude. So rude, yeah. You're so rude, yeah. You're so rude. You got a really bad attitude. You're so rude.
So rude.
I wanna build me a big barricade. Maybe load up a shotgun. Maybe sharpen a blade. never saw you in my life. I'm not your child, I'm not your wife, so why do you treat me this way? And I could tell you you were crass, sullen and crude and had no class. But you wouldn't understand, or you'd ignore every word I say. Yeah, that's life. We gotta take it. You gotta lose your attitude, you're so rude. Everybody, you're so rude, yeah. So rude, yeah. So rude, you're so rude. You're so rude. You're so rude.
So rude.
All those people walking so slowly in front of your car while you're trying to move. And let's talk about people with cell phones. And people with children. And children in general. And people who don't have the correct change. And people who are in the shower house for an hour. Gotta lose your attitude. You're so rude.
So terribly, terribly rude. So terribly, terribly rude. Humbly,
damn rude. That's a song you can relate to, right? No.
Victoria Ganger and Revelry. Dear friends, also known as Sister Melodious Chops and Princess Wee and M.A. Recorded there at Starwood number 24, which is also where my sermonizing was recorded last summer. See rosencomet.com for more on that, or revelrychicks.com. For Revelry Chicks downloads. But about this next upcoming music, my friends, you must see Heart Ignition.
In the name of Jesus, we got the power and we know we're right. It's gotta be us or it's gonna be none of us. Checkmate, stalemate, come on, let's fight. Christians, Christians, all the hairy Christians. Line them up, shut them up, tell them what to do. Church in the state like me and my brother. We don't wanna know each other, but we sure as hell do. In the name of Lord, in the name of Yahweh, we got the power and we know we're right. It's gotta be us or it's gonna be none of us. Checkmate, stalemate, come on, let's fight. Hebrews, Hebrews, all the hairy Hebrews. Line them up, shut them up, tell them what to do. Church in the state like me and my brother. We don't wanna know each other, but we sure as hell do. In the name of the Lord, in the name of Allah, we got the power and we know we're right. It's gotta be us or it's gonna be none of us. Checkmate, stalemate, come on, let's fight. Muslims, Muslims, all the hairy Muslims. Line them up, shut them up, tell them what to do. Church and state like me and my brother. We don't wanna know each other, but we sure as hell do. In the name of the Lord, in the name of Krishna, we got the power and we know we're right. It's gotta be us or it's gonna be none of us. Checkmate, stalemate, come on, let's fight. Hindus, Hindus, all the hairy Hindus. Line them up, shut them up, tell them what to do. Church and state like me and my brother. We don't wanna know each other, but we sure as hell do.
One, two, three, one, two, three.
Asked a girl what she wanted to be. She said, I want to be
Bob.
Repent, quit your job, slack off. You have been driven to the brink of insanity by the conspiracy!
I'm just a part of it.
left by the end light bulb. Please forgive me. Praise Bob. Praise Bob. Praise Bob. Praise Bob. Praise Bob.
If they were to love him like they do money, we would never have any problem.
The King of Slack kills Bob there. King of Slack, Bill T. Miller. You can get entire albums by Bill T. Miller, King of Slack, by downloading them from BillTMiller.com or KingofSlack.com. And I think now we will let Mr. Fernandinandy Lee Murr have a say.
Oh, dear, anything interesting happen around here today?
It's sad when a mother has to speak the words that condemn her own son.
Sure, Mom.
But I couldn't allow them to believe that I would commit murder.
Well, gee, no, Mom.
They'll put him away now, as I should have, years ago.
Boy, that sure is a shame, all right.
He was always bad.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And in the end, he intended to tell them I killed those girls and that man. As if I could do anything except just sit and stare, like one of his stuffed birds.
Well, yeah, kinda.
Well, they know I can't even move a finger, and I won't. I'll just sit here and be quiet.
Yeah.
Just in case they do suspect me. They're probably watching me.
You're too young to be seeing so much of one girl.
Well, let them.
Yeah, you're right, Dad, but...
Let them see what kind of a person I am.
Well?
I'm not even going to swat that fly. I hope they are watching. They'll see.
Okay, Mom.
They'll see and they'll know. And they'll say, why, she wouldn't even harm a fly.
We wondered who she was.
It was just my mom.
For the children, turn this world around.
Remember, you must cook or smoke while under the influence of alcohol on every level of your home. So please, test all members of your household to make sure they're in good working order and change the batteries if necessary. Then review your escape plan during this festive season.
Remember, always put your thick, poisonous hands over your eyes, then crawl low to a neighboring home. Remember, most people die from breathing in nothing.
Why me?
Senators know firsthand the threat of biological agents, something we can never have too much of in this post-9/11 world.
Wow, protecting me, right?
Well.
Did you know? Think about it. They don't know. What if they do know? We're working to promote voluntary AIDS around the world.
It happened to me.
The air detector in your home, the smoke bag in your car. You hope they're there. Just as we protect an accident or a fire, the Connecticut Department of Public Health, along with Connecticut's tribal nations, are natural public health emergencies.
If you're a rancher or farmer on your tractor, you're out of control.
I'm proud that our government shocked babies somewhere in the world. If you are too, to a new baby shocked every minute. For just pennies a day.
Yeah, my brother and my twin sister are each getting married in the next few months. And I'm wondering if you have any advice or wisdom from Bob that I might give to this.
Your brother and twin sister are getting married in a few months? Move to Alabama. It's legal for them to do that there. I think.
It's for each of their other person.
What now? Say what?
Not to each other, each to another person. I have two weddings in my family.
Well, you better become a subgenius minister, and then I charge $200 to do a wedding. You could get a, you could, yeah, it's family. You could charge them half price and still make $200. The divorce is just as expensive as any other divorce. Even though our marriages are cheap and perfectly legal. The lawyers, man. They're the ones who got it figured out. We have a lot of subgenius lawyers. The lawyers love the Church of the Subgenius because the written material is thick with a jargon of it. It's like we created our own priesthood and speak our own jargon. And lawyers and doctors appreciate that. They don't know that much more than you do. They do have the jargon down. And that's all it takes. And that's why they think we're all so stupid. They do look down on us. And I don't blame them.
Sitting here by the garbage can, I've had a revelation. I've been bitch slapped by the hand of Bob. And I'm wondering, hearing all the bullshit you're saying, how am I going to go out there to all my friends who believe in a bunch of stupid, kooky crap and interact with them without them thinking I'm a foolish asshole?
Well, what does it matter? The point, if you're a subgenius, they're already going to think you're a foolish asshole. You've got, it's like you lost your credibility when you walked into this room, dude. So quit worrying about, that's the only problem you have is you worrying about what they think. You are a foolish asshole. Fuck them if they can't take a joke. You know? Eat the head. Don't just be a foolish asshole. Be the hell out of it. Look at me. It works great. I get paid to do this. Be a foolish asshole for pay. Yeah, I could give a whole lecture. I should give a workshop on how to run your own cult. But that would just be more competition. We did that. This is the stupidest cult in the world. It really is. We consciously created an anti-business business and an anti-belief religion that also happened to be an anti-science science project and an anti-art art project.
Designed for non-joiners,
that's right. A membership thing designed for non-joiners. Now, do you see why we called it Subgenius? So, you'll have to get your enlightenment somewhere else. We do have excellent endarkenment in stereo and full color sound. Pull the wool over your own eyes. Like we said, you'll still be just as blind as a bat, but it'll be your wool. And there's nude pictures of Bob Dobbs printed on the inside of the wool. So you're always getting a little shot of porno all the time. When I started this, I said, what do we have to offer? Lofty words, feelings, pablum, and lies. And yeah, isn't it sick that that makes this the one true religion? The only one, because it will admit that it's completely and utterly bogus. From the ground floor up, it's the only one you can trust. That's fucked! Praise Bob!
That man is either oldest or last of the masters of Earth. Know that the greater part of substances walks alone. The old ones were, the old ones are, and the old ones shall be. They walk calm and tribal, of no dimension, and to us unseen. They walk foul in lonely places, where the words have been spoken and the rites howl through with their seasons, which are in the blood and differ from the seasons of man. The winds gibber with their voices. The earth mutters with their consciousness. They bend the forest. They raise up the waves. They crush the cities. Yet not forest or ocean or cities beholds the hand that smites. As a boundless shall they be known to the race of man. Their hands are at the throats of men forever, from the beginning of known time to the end of time known. Man rules where once they ruled. Soon they shall rule again where man rules now. They shall return, and on this returning shall great Cthulhu be freed from Rhea beneath the sea, and him who is not to be named shall come from his city, which is Tortosa, near the Lake of Pali, and Shumnagurus shall come forth and multiply in all hideousness. The Nyarlathotep shall carry the words of
That man is
Bob. 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 Bob.
Bob? Has he found the way to outwit death? Or has he created another?
Where can people get information on this, Reverend Stein?
Something just called Tom. Of course, the Subgenius website. Subgenius.com.
There are people flinging their arms, screaming, where is Stein when we need him now? You're throwing away amputated arms and legs, trying to figure out what to do next, calling, you know, involving local community people, and yet, while we're under state of orange alert, it was pretty weird.
I heard they moved it up to Valencia Orange Alert.
Valencia Orange Alert,
which is a lighter shade.
Yeah. I thought that was the one that
they moved it down. It's closer to yellow.
Did they
move it to?
There were plenty of navels at XA.
I think they moved it to Burnt Sienna Alert.
Green, I think, was the next step up from the naval orange. I don't know. Some people tend to focus on the wrong areas.
I thought there was a fuchsia. I really don't understand your whole terror coding system down there. That's always kind of blown my mind.
Blue means all is well.
Oh, we're going to have levels of alerts.
Blue means everything's wonderful.
Forest fires in national parks, you know, like the don't throw your ashtray out the window if it's at, like, orange or higher. But we don't have that for terrorism.
We have the amber alerts.
It's so preposterous.
It is.
Well, maybe eventually they'll have little badges for each person that will show their each person's hate alert level.
Well, they have those. They have the one you're going through the airport. Sister Mary Magdalene, she has an orange. She gets tagged when she flies.
Oh, right, yeah.
They are after proof.
Last year.
Yeah, it's like a little lie detector thing. And if you're nervous...
If you're wearing an apple on your head, they'll get you too.
If you're neurotic, you get a certain color that shows up on your name tag. And
if you carry a golden apple that says Callisti on it.
Cult. They give you a whole different color one.
Right.
Collect them all.
If you carry a golden apple that says Callisti on it, you are most certainly
right, I mean, some of us would have a regular rainbow on our little alert pad.
Rainbow alert.
Well, your medication actually is color barred.
We're going into a rainbow alert right now because they're going to vote on the gay marriage amendment this week. So that's the rainbow alert.
You guys aren't 21st century enough to pass that one. I dare you to pass that amendment.
People are predicting that it won't pass. Capitol Hill insiders and experts are predicting that it will not pass. They're not even sure it will get a simple majority when, in fact, it would require a two-thirds vote.
If it does
really
pass, indeed, they may suspenderate the elections this year because of the crisis that it causes.
Well, actually, the Constitution doesn't say anything about elections. It's up to the states to allocate their electoral votes, and all the states right now basically do it based on based on the results of the popular
church.
Vote.
I mean, the Catholic Church won't do it, but some other church, the Universal Life Church will do it. The Church of the Subgenius will do it.
Yeah,
does that really affect
But the
your,
Catholic Diocese of Portland, Oregon will not do it because they're
about?
Broke.
We
take care of counting the votes.
Oh, yeah. We have to make sure that every cow is counted.
We've got an Ohio company counting the votes now. Diebold Election Systems of Canton,
Ohio. They
make
the computer thing.
And they're
guaranteed
to win the election for whoever gives them the most amount of money. And if you've got a cash forward, listen, buddy, we're going to put those things up front. Someone's
the CEO of the...
working on them all the time, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink, wink.
The CEO of the company that makes voting machines is an ardent Bush supporter, campaigner, fundraiser, says he's committed to delivering Ohio's electoral votes to Bush this year.
Senator
and he's
Hunkel.
The CEO of the company that makes the election machines.
What is your question?
Is it half a statement with the end half missing? Is it the groin and socket of the underdog? Is it the vast whiteness under your linen pillow sky and a teabag under the apple house of your mother's mansion in which you can find the end of the world lying in wait for unwary travelers from the dykishness of existence, flying over the remnants of a dream once lost and never found again by the masses? Or is it just me dancing in my underwear? If you desire forearms, then you'll have to get two extra attached because most mere humans and subgenii only have two. Or else you'll have to cut yours off and get robot wheels, which are almost as nice. But don't worry about it, the operation is painless even if you're penniless, and the whales keep fourmongering even though the noses of the celebrities fall off into my coat and are half drowned by the waves of my discontented checkbook. So don't spare the criticisms and exorcisms when the four horsemen come riding out of the deep with ultrasound blasters blazing their way into the hearts of all admiring ceiling fans. And don't worry about the ceiling wax either. It's guaranteed for 1,000 years. Or until X Day, whichever comes first.
Reverend Self Slayer did that. A piece called Questionus Informatus. And before that, Radio Synesthesia with Dr. Sinister. And a call-in by St. Bucky, I think. And Lonesome Cowboy Dave. And now a subgenius.
Okay, this guy is Georgetown Party, right? And all the Illuminati and Illuminoids are all there, and all these people work in the State Department. The guy's kind of a little bit of a liberal and so forth and everything. And he's just making some jokes to people. And he walks up to a lovely young couple sitting by the punch bowl there, and he says, "Hey, man, have you heard the latest funny thing to come out of the White House? Man, check this out." The guy says, very high rate, he says, "I'll have you know, I work for the White House Press Corps. I am an employee of the White House." And the guy says, "All right, I'll say it very slowly." Did you hear the one about the horse's ass and the cowboy hat?
Yeah, I did.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. Man, tell me a new joke, man. Tell me a joke I haven't heard.
Senator Leahy was on the floor and he bent over because he thought he had seen it. You know, he dropped a piece of tissue out of his pocket and he had just blown a ripe snot and he didn't want to dirty up the floor. And so he reached over to pick it up, and Dick Cheney appeared on the scene and said, "Hey, listen, I got a good one for you." Chicken walks into a bar, and he's got a little growth coming out of the side of his head that looks like Ivan Stang, the Reverend Ivan Stang. Chicken walks into the bar, are we past this? I mean, anyway, the bartender says,
"You're in safe harbor."
And the bartender says, "Hey, listen, buddy, we don't serve freaks in here." And the little growth on the chicken's neck says, "Hey, don't blame me. I've been trying to get rid of this guy for the last half hour."
That's very logical.
Oh, man.
It is logical.
I'm not sure I understood that. It could have been the communication device used to portray it to me.
It could have been an implant.
Schwilmisch, wie Mosem her das Licht. Und wenn sie verbrennen, davor kann ich nicht. Dann der Bickers hier von Kopf zu Fuß. Das Liebe eingestellt, dies ist meine Welt. Und sonst gehört.
Licht and Menzie Verbrennen.
and for conishnisht. Ich bin von Holzhus aus Liebe eingestellt. Dies ist meine Welt, und so skarnisht. Oh, so went my whiskey. Survive, he said, is the name of the game. What I give a shit about these people.
Friends, you're listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry Hour of Slack. For more information, check out www.subgenius.com or write for free information from Bob at Post Office Box 181417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio 44118. This music in the background is the Amino Acids from their new album, The Amino Destroy the Warming Sun. See theaminoacids.com. That's theaminoacids.com. And praise God. Friends, you're listening.